everyone, it's me, Sin Munoz. Welcome to Low Key Unhinged Podcast, a personal guide to all things pop culture. I'm catching up with you every week on our favorite shows and hot takes with some of our favorite unhinged people. Tune in every week wherever you stream your podcast and follow Low Key Unhinged on all social platforms. See you next time. Ciao. Hey everyone, welcome back to Low Key Unhinged. We are episode 6 of Happily Ever After. Let's jump in. So we start the episode with Gino and Natalie. Gino goes to a floral shop. He wants to get her a very lovely arrangement of flowers. So picks out some pink flowers and goes back to her hotel room because why wouldn't they have a second date in the hotel room? That's not weird. So meets her at the hotel. They're talking. He gives her the flowers. She feels very special. It was a sweet gesture. And kind of a weird, dingy room, but I mean, I'm not expecting anything five star based off where they're at. Weird, dingy room. And of course, Natalie says, hey, let's jump into the hot tub because who doesn't want to jump into a probably gross, nasty hot tub? Okay, so she gets into her swimsuit. She looks really good for her age, I would say. And she tells Gino, extra bubbles, let's do this. So fills it up with bubbles. Gino goes, changes, gets into his swim trunks. I don't think anyone thinks it's cute, but whatever. So he gets into his swim trunks. He goes and meets Natalie, says how beautiful she is, how attractive she is. And Gino has his fedora on. Oh, I take that back. He changed from the fedora to a baseball cap because that's more jacuzzi attire. Right. Slipped my mind. So they start talking and Gino starts letting Natalie know he's feeling a little bit guilty. He feels that he's still technically married. He doesn't really feel comfortable progressing their relationship. She starts to get a little bit defensive and says, well, I don't really understand. That doesn't really make sense. You guys are separated. Why would you feel that way? And he says, well, I've been in this relationship for a very long time. It's been years and I just don't really feel comfortable yet. I don't really feel right about the whole thing. So they continue the conversation. And at first, Natalie's kind of on guard, standoffish. Then she kind of changes her attitude towards it and says, okay, I'm kind of understanding towards it. She wanted him to stay the night. He said he's not there yet because of his feelings, because he feels things are still complicated. He says he doesn't still love Jasmine, but that it's still complicated and he doesn't feel right moving forward. And I don't really know if this relationship is real or fake, but I felt like if it was real, that was the right move. I think things are still complicated. He is still meeting up with Jasmine. So it was the right thing to do to make sure that he's not going too far with Natalie before he really ends things with Jasmine. So they have that conversation. Natalie says she understands. She totally gets why he didn't want to stay the night. So they move to the next day. Next day, they meet at a park and they kind of continue this conversation. And Gino is letting Natalie know he's very excited that she's here in Michigan. She's going to meet his family. She's going to be there for Dana's birthday. And there's a little bit of a hiccup. There's a bit of an issue. And that Jasmine's going to be there. So obviously, Natalie gets very caught off guard, doesn't love this. Tells him, well, you know her better than I do. So if you think that this is going to be okay, then I will go ahead and move forward with it. Don't love it, but I trust your judgment that this is a safe environment. And I don't really have anything too much to worry about. Gino reassures her, yeah, you're fine. Nothing really to worry about. We later see that was a lie. So she's not really loving this idea, but she moves along with it anyways. Later we see them meet. And they meet at some type of bar. And at first it was kind of going well. She meets Michelle and Dana. I think we can all agree Michelle is kind of a horrible person. Seems a bit of a troll. I did not really know that she was a troll. And so now it kind of all makes sense as to why Gino's family has stayed in touch with Jasmine. They're friends with Jasmine. You'll see on social medias that they're taking pictures with Jasmine and Matt and their baby. And it was really weird. And I was thinking, God, Gino must be a really awful person for his family to really side with Jasmine on everything. But I like Dana. I don't know that he is. But Michelle is clearly a troll. We really see that in this episode. Not a good person. As things get escalated, she's just standing in the background smiling. And it's just so shady. So regardless, they meet. And Natalie really is holding her own very well. She introduces herself and Michelle really was trying to make her feel uncomfortable. You could just see it. And so she was not being friendly or nice to her. She was trying to make her feel standoffish. And it was a really interesting scene because Natalie starts to explain what her stance is and that she has had a conversation with Gino. She wanted Gino to be upfront with Jasmine and let Jasmine know what his intentions are and that he's dating Natalie and this is their way to move forward. And it kind of starts to make sense to Michelle and Dana that Gino has not been very forthcoming with either Jasmine or Natalie. And so that kind of starts to unravel. Now, later in the scene, Jasmine arrives with Matt. Don't know why she's even there. She's so weird. And she kicks off the scene saying, "There's no party without the sunshine." Okay, that's so cheesy and so weird. And I'm sorry, Jasmine, you definitely are not the sunshine. You are a dark cloud. This scene, I think, solidified what a horrible person Jasmine truly is. And so she comes in and she's immediately calling her names, calling her a whore, calling her this and that, prostitute from Vegas. So unhinged. And truly, I believe that she was so threatened of how pretty Natalie was. And she's showing up with her side person, Matt, while probably in all reality, pregnant already at this point. Acting a fool, causing a scene, then shoves her. All hell breaks loose. Chaos ensues. Everyone's grabbing everyone. Natalie, I felt so bad for, and everybody felt so bad for her. It's all over Reddit. It's in the pillow talk. Everyone thought it was completely unhinged of what Jasmine did. And Natalie held up her own. And had she not been outnumbered in this new environment with no one around her that she knew besides Gino, maybe things would have ended differently, but because she was outnumbered, everyone's pulling her back. Security jumps in. Michelle involves herself. It's just such a mess. And truly, truly, Jasmine is awful. And I think that if you were on the fence about Jasmine before, you would have to already get to the determination that she really is just a terrible, miserable human being. You don't put your hands on anyone. You don't come in calling people names like that. She had no place to do that, but Jasmine's just awful. And so we see Natalie just so upset after the whole fact, and Dana tells Gino, go outside, go help Natalie. He tries to console her. She's freaking out. And I saw on Reddit, they had said, you messed with the wrong Latina, because she would have put hands on her had she had the opportunity to, but she was pulled apart. She didn't have the opportunity to fight back. And it was just, it was not cool. And she's so livid and mad at Gino for how that turned out. And truly, truly, absolutely Gino's fault. Gino was completely in the wrong to put her in that situation. Should have put his foot down that Jasmine can't go, or not taken her there. Jasmine is a crazy person. She's always shown herself to be a crazy person from when we first saw her on Before the 90 Days. And she has just spiraled out of control. And I really, truly hope, I don't want to say I hope she gets canceled, but I really hope that people start rallying against her and her behavior, her violence, her name calling, and just how low she goes. She's a horrible person. She truly is a horrible person. And I really hope they stop filming her, because I'm not interested in watching her anymore. So that was their scene. It was very escalated. It was very crazy, but I guess it was entertaining. So next we have Libby and Andre, and they're wrapping up the fireworks. Libby's finally starting to catch on. Hey, there's a lot more going on than I had realized. There's no reason for fireworks other than Andre has made this like huge deal about the situation. So she starts to tell him how ridiculous that was, that he is now told everybody that they're moving there. She had not decided this trip was for them to go ahead and kind of evaluate and see if this is something that they can do. So Andre, of course, starts getting angry at her, telling her she's being ridiculous and she should be so grateful. They really start going at it. And I've actually never seen Libby go at Andre like this before, but she's going for the jugular and she's letting him know that she's not backing down. This was absolutely ridiculous. And he starts telling her, go take a shower, this and that. She lets him know, I'm going to go take a shower, but not because you're telling me to, but because I wanted to. To which he says, oh, strong, independent American woman. Okay, whatever. You want to label it as that, that's fine. You don't get to boss your wife around. You don't get to act like that and treat your wife like that and not expect some type of repercussion. So in that moment, I was like, props to Libby. Good for her for standing up to this Andre the Giant. Yeah, that was not cool. So they wrap up the scene. She tells him to stop pressuring her. He calls her ignorant. She calls him stupid. So they're not there. I've actually never seen them like this, but yeah, they're not really doing too well. So next we see her dad arrives. He's here in Moldova, which everybody can agree. Libby's dad is just the absolute best. He always goes to bat for her. He's always got her back. And it's just the sweetest. So he's there. He's there to make sure she's good. The kids are good. And he's actually the only person in Libby's family that has a relationship with Andre. So he's pretty cool with Andre as well. But he puts his foot down about Libby. He wants to see where they're going to live, what the apartment choices are, what things are looking like. And Andre agrees. And Andre kind of backs down. He's like, okay, yeah, we're going to go see whenever you want to go see them. To which Libby's upset and says, oh, it's okay when he wants to see the places. But when I ask you, it's a problem. Andre gets upset, tries to calm the situation down, but things are just very escalated. They end up going to a zoo, a little animal sanctuary. They take the kids. Cute, I guess. The animals were funny, but I really hate seeing animals in the zoo. So I was like, not really impressed by that. So they go apartment hunting, or I should say house hunting, condo hunting. So they're looking for a place. Andre has a couple places picked out. He goes and shows them, and they're pretty nice. They're pretty fancy. One's a penthouse. Not really my style, but everyone, including Libby, seems to be pretty impressed with what these look like. She was expecting something older, and they were modern. And it is so gloomy in Moldova. It is so gray and just kind of depressing looking in these scenes. And I just don't understand how Libby got to this place, but she says, hey, these condos are actually really nice. They're a fraction of the cost of what it would have been. I kind of like them. This might be feasible for us. Okay, to each their own. I'm not really sure I would pick that over Florida, but nonetheless, she says she is interested in these. And during these scenes, her dad brings up this questionable investment. And this questionable investment had been brought up earlier in the episode by Jovi, Yara, Alex, and Lauren. And they mention earlier in the episode that Andre has blown $75,000 on this investment, and essentially he probably has lost the money. And so Libby's dad actually brings up the same investment and says, what's going on? Andre immediately tries to shut it down. A lot of people on Reddit say that they think that the reason for this move to Moldova, the reason that Andre is so pushy towards it, is because he's in debt, he owes a lot of money, and he's kind of trying to avoid having to pay that by fleeing. Terrible idea, but we don't know if that's actually true. It's just kind of some theories going around. But nonetheless, that's what's happening. Andre really kind of just blows the whole thing over. Yeah, that's kind of the end of their scene. So interesting. Libby seems to have come around a little bit. I can't imagine that she would ever pick that over Florida, but that's where they stand. So next we have Darcy and Georgie. So Darcy and Georgie, they're finally getting to a better place. They are past that fight that they had at the restaurant. They are not talking about it and they're moving forward. And really see a very cute scene of them, I would say. So they go to this really beautiful castle, really sweet. So this is like their honeymoon that they keep mentioning. And they go to the guest book of this castle, and at the guest book, Darcy's signing it. It's very cute. And right as she starts writing the word forever, Darcy and Georgie forever, he runs out of ink. And I think he actually mentions, he hopes that this is not a foreshadowing of some sort. So that was kind of funny. But they've decided to move forward, right? So she explains to Georgie at the top of this castle, she just wants to feel loved. She just wants to feel safe. She wants to feel like he's there for her. And Georgie, it's just not clicking with him. He just does not understand, kind of just blows it off again. And I don't know why he doesn't know how to give her that, but he, for some reason, just can't, does not know how to. She doesn't want to keep secrets anymore. She says like he's very secretive and she's not into that. So he mentions to her they're not there to deal with their issues and he wants to just enjoy the castle. So next scene is them eating. They go to a restaurant and Darcy looks cute. She's in her fur coat, her abominable snowman coat. And as she's investigating the soup that she's eating, she realizes what it is. its stomach lining of some sort of animal. It was disgusting. She tried smelling it. She said it was gross. I get it. They're in a different country. These are probably some specialties in these type of countries. So gross. I could never. So it was sick. She was a no for her and it was a no for me. So they later on go meet Georgie's friends. They go meet at a bar. I guess his friend is also named Georgie, and then some other guy who I guess doesn't speak English, so he really didn't have much to say. But she meets his friends, and I don't think she really understood the whole modest dressing memo that she got from her friend in Miami, because she's in short shorts, big, huge heels. It looks ridiculous. It looks crazy, but she just loves dressing that way, and I really have to give her props because it's so true to her, and she's just so confident. So probably not appropriate attire, but hey, that's what she wanted to wear. Okay, so she meets his friends. They're having good conversations. She's asking about how was Georgie when he was your roommate? How was he when he was younger? And they're kind of laughing. I mean, she's asking, so it's fair game, but they essentially say Georgie was the forever bachelor. And yeah, not really surprised by that, but it was cute. They have a better scene than the last episode, so I was happy for them. Next, we see Jovi and Yara. So, you know, I really love seeing Jovi and Yara, and I think Yara is so funny, but it's kind of weird that they're using Jovi and Yara to be a crutch for Lauren and Alexia. I think Lauren and Alexia are just not a strong couple anymore as far as bringing entertainment to the show. And so they kind of just always have them with a crutch. You don't really see them separate. So you see Jovi and Yara separate, but you don't see Lauren and Alex really so far. So they're getting together. They go get this nice dinner. And that's when they start hanging out and talking about that debt that was brought up. And it was supposed to be a secret. It was announced that night where all the chaos happened at their house. And the reason this got brought up is because they were talking about her, Lauren's friend, Dolga. And so they bring up the 75K. They say it's a secret. Keep it to yourself. Lauren, unfortunately, she doesn't look well in this episode. And it's kind of all over Reddit. And everyone's kind of concerned about her. I truly hope she's okay. She really did not look well. I don't know what that's about. If it was anxiety or she's just like going through it, but she was kind of shell-shocked in the episode and it was a bit much, but that's what happened. And not really much of a scene, but I guess that was their way of kind of announcing that debt that Andre was kind of keeping. Next we have Adnan and Tiger Lily. So they're meeting with a doula. This was actually a cute scene. So they're meeting with a doula. And with this doula, they're also going to go over getting the placenta encapsulated. And it was pretty funny because Adnan is freaking out. He's freaking out because there's figurines of women, of them in the nude, of breast. And it was a really cute office or facility. And he's just so uncomfortable by this. So they take a cloth and they wrap it up. Okay, that's ridiculous. I guess they were doing it to be more funny than anything else, I hope. I don't know if he was actually serious, but they move on. They go over the placenta. He just does not understand why they would do this placenta, which they discuss. And I thought it was actually really good that they did talk about this because I think it's important for women to be aware of this and men. Encapsulating the placenta after giving birth is such a benefit to the mother and the baby. There's so much nutrients and vitamins in this placenta, and it really helps kind of offset the hormone imbalance that happens. And so there's so many great benefits, and they made it a very funny scene that he just could not handle it. But I thought it was really great that they showed this, and I'm actually kind of proud of Tiger Lily for filming this. You see her do so many things in this series that you just are kind of scratching your head wondering, what is she doing? What is she thinking? But this was a really great scene for her to share with everybody. And they take out the placenta, and the specialist is going over how she encapsulates it. And Adnan just about throws up. And I don't really blame him. I genuinely don't really get grossed out with things. This was pretty gross. I'm not really sure I would like to see another person's placenta in that kind of manner. It's fine. It's not a big deal, but it was gross. It was fair. It was justified. And so he freaks out, but it was a pretty funny scene. eventually he gets on board. He understands the benefits, and Tiger Lily is able to get him to agree to get them encapsulated. And they even actually mentioned the price, which I thought was really good, because I myself was wondering, how much does something like that cost? So I'm glad they mentioned the price. It's actually fairly reasonable, just a few $100. So it was pretty funny. It was a good scene. Next we have Kara and Guillermo. And I mentioned last episode that I was really looking forward to seeing their scene, and things have just gotten worse. Just when you think that, okay, no, it's just as bad as it possibly could be because he was kicked out of the house, no, things got worse. So Kara's prepping for her show. She looks amazing. I really have to give it to her. She looks so cute, especially after having a baby. I don't know how she bounced back like that, but she looks so good. And she's really excited, and she is essentially saying how important it is that Guillermo is at her show, and it means everything to her. And if he doesn't show up, she'll understand that he really does not care to save the marriage and that he doesn't have as much effort into it as she does. We finally see Guillermo. We finally hear his version of things. And it was really sad. It was really, really hard to watch. Guillermo, although seems heartbroken, he also seems angry at the same time. And he says, she has decided to live this life for herself. And anytime I have any opinion or any concern about anything, including what she's wearing or lack thereof, she snaps at me. She goes off on me. She tells me not to tell her what to do. And I genuinely felt like I was doing it in a respectful way, but she attacks me. And I actually believe Guillermo's version. And Reddit has just had a field day with Kara. They think she's so selfish. She's out here focusing on her career, what her dreams are, and shutting his down. And they're not wrong. It really is coming off that way. So does her performance. It's kind of mediocre, to be honest with you. I hate to say that, but it truly is just really mediocre. I don't think it's worth throwing your marriage away. And it's just, I mean, I don't know what she's doing. They're so far off on different pages. She wraps up her performance. It seems pretty successful. There was a lot of people there. Everyone's having a good time, it looked like. And so I was happy for her. I really was. And so you see her wrap it up. She's celebrating, taking some shots, I think, cheersing with her friends, which was totally valid. And Guillermo never went. Guillermo didn't show up. He said, I'm not going. He said, I will not support this. I don't want to see something that's going to confirm that she's cheating. She's likely wearing next to nothing, which would make me uncomfortable. And I don't want to go support that. And I really did understand his perspective. I did understand that feeling that he was having. And so it was really sad. And wraps up performance. Now, this was the interesting part. So we see her get out of her car, go home, sets her things down, takes off her jewelry one piece at a time, and says just how devastated and sad she is that Guillermo wasn't there. What a blow it was to their marriage. She's like so sad. She said that now that the show's over, she's able to be alone. It really hit her. It hit her on the way home. And I kind of just took that for face value. And I thought, well, okay, this is just a sad scene. Well, I go on Reddit and someone called it out and they said that scene was recreated. Her nails in that scene are very different from her nails during the performance. And although they could have been press on, what were the odds that she would have changed her nails after her performance to go home? Highly unlikely. So the theory was she stayed out all night, she was partying, she had a great time, she celebrated, and that's what that was. We don't really know what happened, but I rewound it so many times because I'm like, how did this Reddit person find this? How did they see this nail change? I looked and looked and looked, and I saw what they saw, and they were totally different sets of nails. And so, yeah, this scene was recreated. They had her do her hair the same way. They had her put on the same outfit, the jewelry, the whole makeup, everything. And it was a stage scene. And so we don't really know how that night ended. We don't really know if she was devastated, if she was sad that Guillermo wasn't there, or if she did just kind of continue her night and celebrate. So that was a really good catch by Reddit. I'm not surprised. That's what Reddit does. They are always going to catch whatever scandal or sham or stage scene is going on. So that was a good catch. But all in all, really good episode. I really, truly felt so bad for Natalie. Everyone's really upset what happened to her. You should never put your hands on anybody. Kara and Guillermo, super sad. But it was a lot of drama in this one episode. And I think that this season is just so strong of Happily Ever After. And I'm actually really looking forward to the next episode. I'm sure like many of you. So hope you liked this episode. Tune in for episode 7. Ciao.